today. Sub-zero conditions and the problems they bring. There's news from the Springfield Symphony. Mask mandate rules and regulations need a review. A digital version of your vaccination history now available for your phone. And Mark Auerbach joins us to round things out.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is January 11, Tuesday by name, and a below zero day for the region. Wind chill temperatures, or feels like temperatures, if you will drop to 10 below zero early this morning. Here is your forecast as it stands. Sunny today, but don't let it fool you. The highs will be between 10 and 14 degrees. The winds will be northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, scattered clouds and a low of minus 2 to 4 above. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Police Commissioner Cheryl Klaprud have joined with State Representative Bud Williams and other officials to focus on the meeting for traffic safety and the increase in traffic-related accidents, not just in Springfield, but across the Commonwealth, and the solutions the state and the city are taking to mitigate these occurrences. Hartford Symphony, Valley Voices, and Broadway Week have all captured the attention of our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. So, here's Mark.
Broadway Week 2022 happens January 18th. Through February 13th, and many Broadway and off-Broadway shows will be available for half price, subject to ticket availability. The participating shows will be announced today when tickets go on sale. With tourists largely gone from the Big Apple these days, you might be able to snag tickets to a big Broadway hit. There are a couple of things to keep in mind, though. One, order your tickets through reliable sources with a credit card, so if the performance cancels for weather or COVID, your purchase is protected. And two, expect that masks and vaccination proof will be required at all venues, with no exceptions. For Broadway Week details, NYCInsiderGuide.com. Matt Abramovitz has been named the new president of New England Public Media, succeeding the retiring Martin Miller. Abramovitz is currently Vice President of Programming for New York's WQXR, one of the nation's leading classical music stations and part of New York Public Radio. Abramovitz started his nearly three decades in media at the renowned jazz station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. He later joined Sirius Satellite Radio, where he was a member of the original music team at launch and program stations for jazz, blues, and rock. For details, newenglandpublicmedia.org. Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Masterpiece Theater rings in the new year with performances of Dvorak's From the New World Symphony, January 14th through 16th at the Bushnell. Jerry Lynn Johnson conducts a program that also includes Dvorak's Slavonic Dances, Price's Concerto in One Movement for Piano with soloist Michelle Tan, and Burley's Traditional Spirituals. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Valley Voices Story Slam celebrates its 7th anniversary, January 15th. The Academy of Music Theater in Northampton and New England Public Media are co-sponsors. Audience members have selected the top three stories from the four Valley Voices Story Slams of 2021. These top stories by local storytellers will be shared on the Academy stage to compete for the top prize, Best of Valley Voices. Musical interludes will be performed by Mia Friedman, fiddler, singer, and banjo player. For details, nepr.net/podcasthub, Valley Voices Story Slam. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you for being with us today, Mark. More news from the Springfield Symphony as they're pleased to name a new interim director, Paul Lambert. Mr. Lambert was previously the vice president of Enshrinement and Enshrinement Services and Community Engagement for the Basketball Hall of Fame. He takes over in the midst of a long-running labor dispute between the board and the symphony's musicians. With temperatures plummeting today to some of the lowest levels this winter, the Pittsfield Salvation Army has announced it is opening a warming center at 290 West Street in Pittsfield. Warm beverages, brunch, and activities will be offered at the shelter for anyone in need. The site will be open today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Pittsfield Core Community Center will host the event alongside the Salvation Army. State education officials have extended the mask mandate, and the mandate will continue to all K-12 public schools through February 28. The specifics of the mandate to include public school students 5 and older in all grades and staff are required to wear masks indoors in schools, except when eating, drinking, or during mask breaks. All visitors are also expected to wear a mask in school buildings, regardless of vaccination status. Masks are not required outdoors. It is strongly recommended that students younger than 5 also wear a mask in school, which is consistent with the Department of Early Education and CARES mask policy for child care providers. Students and staff who can't wear a mask for medical reasons and students who cannot wear a mask for behavioral reasons are exempt from the requirement. Masks are required for any sports-related activity for student athletes and coaches when indoors, in alignment with guidance provided by the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. Masks should be provided by the student and family, but disposable masks should be made available by the school for students who need them. By federal public health order, all students and staff are required to wear a mask on school buses. Massachusetts residents can access their COVID-19 vaccine card and vaccine history digitally. The governor was out and about today touting this new program. MyVax Records allows for people who have gotten their vaccine in Massachusetts to access their vaccination history and generate a COVID-19 digital vaccine card, which contains similar information to a paper CDC card. Now, this tool is going to help residents who want to access and produce a digital copy of their record. A person enters their name, their date of birth, and mobile phone number or email associated with their vaccine record, and after creating a 4-digit PIN, the person receives a link to their vaccine record that will open upon re-entry of the PIN. I've tried it, and it works. No question that extreme cold weather can adversely affect your health. Health hazards in these conditions can include frostbite, hypothermia, and increased risk of heart attacks. In fact, heart attacks are more prevalent during the winter when cold weather can place a strain on your heart. So, the best medical advice? Dress in layers. They say it's better to wear 3 thin layers of clothing than 1 bulky outfit. Avoid the wind and getting wet while outdoors. Both promote loss of body heat. Avoid alcohol, some medications, and smoking. They diminish your blood flow in the cold. And the best advice I can offer is stay warm. Yeah, it's winter, and it's a rough one for the time being. It all balances out. We had so many balmy days through the holidays and unseasonably warm temperatures. Now we're getting a taste of the real deal. We'll hope for the best. Anyway, that brings today's program to a close. I thank you very much for being with us. Tomorrow will be our midweek program, Wednesday morning, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand anytime you want to hear it. Kick back in the evening if you want to, or on a break or whatever during work. Check it out on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.